HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with RJ. Ben Volen joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Senior NFL writer at the Boston Globe, and he also works at WEEI and NBC Boston. And, Ben, welcome to the show. How are you this morning? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me today.
So, we were just talking about John McClain a little while ago. Good friend. We worked with him over when we were over at 610 as well. And your latest tweet is about how he was an incredible mentor and friend for you. How about that? This dude, his tentacles reach all over the country in the NFL, doesn't it?
Johnny Mack is an incredible person, and it's a sad day. I mean, what an institution for the city of Houston and the NFL and the Chronicle. And I don't think this is the last that we've heard from Johnny Mack. I'm sure he's still going to keep his toe in the water. But man, what an institution the guy is, and just an incredible person and friend. And first of all, if you wanted to know anything about the Texans, he was the guy. I mean, for years and years and years, that was the guy. And then something I'll never forget, you know, I would always see John at league events, owners meetings, Super Bowl, Combine, things like that. And in recent years, certainly covering the Patriots, we got really spoiled, you know, became like our birthright. Every single year they're in the AFC Championship game. They went to all these Super Bowls. And it does become a little bit old hat. And I remember running into John, I think it was at the Patriots-Rams Super Bowl in Atlanta a few years ago, and he's like, you know, Ben, I've covered the league for 37 years. I've never covered an AFC Championship game. And it puts it in perspective how lucky I was to get to watch the Patriots run. And it made me feel for John just for never covering a team that really made it over the hump and never made a big run. So I just wish he got to cover that one Super Bowl run. But Johnny Mack is the man, and it's a sad day for the Houston Chronicle to see him moving on.
I want to ask you about something that you come out with, which is the discussion about Tom Brady, his return, the potential tie-in to the Dolphins at one point, you know, the discussion, and connecting all the dots. And I mean, Brady coming in, Bruce Arians departing to the front office. You believe that there was a thought that Sean Payton and Tom Brady were going to get together in Florida, in Miami, where there's been a lot of talk about Sean Payton is going to be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Tell us what you've heard, what you know, and what some of the scuttlebutt has been about Tom Brady to Miami, Tom Brady coming back, and Bruce Arians. Is there any connection there that Bruce left and Tom Brady came back? Give us your thoughts and what you know.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. Some I do know for sure, and then there's some dots to be connected. But yeah, so you know, Brady ends the season, he retires, and I heard credibly, and Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, his reporting backs this up as well, that Sean Payton and Tom Brady had an opportunity. That was going to be Stephen Ross, the owner. That was going to be his big heist this offseason, was to get Sean Payton as the coach. And Tom Brady, now I heard that it was actually more for like a front office position. I heard that Brady was going to potentially even buy into a small piece of the team and help run the front office. And Brady, I think long-term, wants to get into the business of the NFL. So Stephen Ross, a big University of Michigan guy, was kind of offering Brady the opportunity to kind of get into the business of the NFL. And then it wouldn't have been surprising if Brady tried to finagle his way into becoming the Dolphins quarterback at some point too, and maybe putting the ownership thing off to the side for a year or two. But so then the Brian Flores lawsuit, Brady retires on February 1st in the morning, and the wheels are already in motion for this. And then Brian Flores files his lawsuit that afternoon against the Dolphins and the NFL, alleging, you know, racial discrimination, and just throws a wrench in the entire plan. All of a sudden that's a hot topic right there, and you're worried about discovery and cell phones, and can the Dolphins make a play for Sean Payton and you know, not do the Rooney rule, like all this stuff. So the Brian Flores lawsuit just kind of wrecked everything, and Brady's now looking at it like, well, now I've got nothing to do. So then we see him on March 12th. He goes over to London, to the United Kingdom. He goes to the Manchester United game. Man U is owned by the Glazer family, who also owns the Buccaneers. So he meets with the Glazers on March 12th. March 13th, he magically announces he's unretiring. And then a couple weeks later, what do you know? Bruce Arians is out. And so I think it's pretty clear that Brady retired because he just didn't want to play for Arians and the Bucs anymore. Situation changed with the Brian Flores lawsuit. He wanted to come back. The Bucs controlled his right. I think he liked working with Byron Leftwich and Todd Bowles and the Glazers and Jason Light. I just think he had some issues with Bruce Arians. You know, we saw some reports that Brady didn't like Arians kind of being overbearing, and Brady and Leftwich would do all the game planning, and Bruce Arians would come in with a figurative red pen and kind of say no, no, no. So I think Brady went to the owner, told him he's got some issues, and whether Brady explicitly said, I want him out, or the Glazers took the hint, I don't think it's coincidence that 2 weeks later, you know, Bruce Arians is the only one who's now out. So that's a long answer, but I think it all stems from the Brian Flores lawsuit kind of messing up what Brady's initial plans were.
Wow, what information. Ben Volen with us here on ESPN 97.5. Boston Globe covers the NFL. But you retweeted Rick Stroud, who said that Brady was actually informed that Bruce Arians planned to step down. And it had nothing, and the team insisted it has, of course the team is insistent it has nothing to do with Brady's decision. But they are saying that Brady was informed that Arians was leaving and before or right after he announced that he was coming back.
Yeah, the tweet was Brady was informed either the same day that he announced that he was coming back or the day after. And that, to me, kind of a big difference there, you know, whether it's the same day or the day after. Look, everyone loves Bruce Arians. He's a real laid-back guy. You know, like, I think Brady off the field loves, you know, his relationship with Arians. But, you know, so no one's trying to dump on the guy. But I just think they're trying to spin a positive face on everything. And I mean, just look at the fact pattern. Brady goes over, sits with the owner the next day, unretires, and then 2 weeks later. And this, you know, it's not like the Bucs had offered any hints of this. Bruce Arians shows up at the combine. He does the press conference like all the head coaches. He goes through the car wash, you know, the TV shows, the radio shows as the Bucs head coach, offers zero hint that he's stepping down. He was at the owners' meetings in Palm Beach on Sunday and Monday. He's, you know, regaling his friends, and he's wearing his Super Bowl ring around the hotel. And then suddenly on Tuesday morning, he's MIA, and they say it's a personal reason. So it's not like the Bucs had offered any hints that this was in the works. So, I understand the Bucs and Brady and everyone wanting to put a good face on this, but I think if you just look at it, look at the facts of what happened, it's pretty clear that this was a power struggle and Brady came out on top.
Ben, if he wins with Bowles, does that even kick Brady up another notch now? I mean, he won without Belichick, and now if he wins at all again without Bowles, does that...
How many more notches can he be kicked?
I think he's the best that's ever played. Yeah, I get that, but it doesn't matter what coach Brady has now.
But there's talent there, though.
Tampa. I don't want to frame it like Todd Bowles is some slappy coach. He's very well regarded in league circles, even though I know it didn't end well with the Jets. But it doesn't end well for anyone with the Jets.
It's the Jets.
And I know Bowles is pretty well regarded as a coach and was going to get another opportunity. So just if Brady wins, Todd Bowles will deserve certainly some credit. I think Brady just going to Tampa and winning in his first year just kind of proved everything. To change teams and to be 7-5 and to make it all click and win the Super Bowl with entirely new coaches and, you know, teammates, and everything was new for him. That to me just proved everything. If he wins an eighth this year at age 44, it just further cements how incredible he is and how what he's doing will never be repeated. But, it was the right time for Arians to step aside. Todd Bowles is an excellent coach. He's supposed to be an excellent coach. I think he'll do a good job with this team. Byron Leftwich, you know, he, like, everything stays the same without, they're just removing Arians from the equation. Brady and Leftwich will do the offense. Bowles will run the defense and will run the whole team. They're just taking Arians kind of out of the equation at this point.
How good is Mac Jones going to be?
I'm a little skeptical of him. The first 3 months were very good, and then December and January were terrible. And it's not just him. They need to get him some weapons. And that, I think, is why I'm not so bullish right now, is because they haven't. They haven't done anything in free agency. They really need a receiver for him, if not two. They don't have the slot receiver, the Julian Edelman-type guy on the roster, and they could use a big alpha guy on the outside. And to me, Mac, he's not big. He doesn't have a big arm. He's very smart, but nothing physically about him is elite. And so they need to surround him with better pieces, and they haven't. So they're putting a lot of faith in just getting more out of Nelson Agholor and Johnny Smith, I guess, and, you know, continued progress from Hunter Henry and Kendrick Bourne and these guys. But I think Mac's fine, but we'll see how high his ceiling is.
Yeah. That's Ben Volen right here on ESPN 97.5. Great insight, Ben. Some good stuff there about Brady and Tampa and the Dolphins as well. So we really appreciate that. Thanks for getting up and hanging with us this morning.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Ben Volen right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, there was a tweet about young quarterbacks, as a matter of fact, that I want to get to. And who's going to
kind of laid out Mac Jones there at the end, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Remember, did he not see him do the gritty?
Well, yeah.
At the Pro Bowl when he got tackled, but he still ran, well, he got two below. And he still kept running and did a gritty. Did he not see that?
There was no tackling.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They do two below.
Right.
But when he was down and then he still ran an extra 40 yards and did the gritty. Did he not see that?
He did the gritty.
Yeah, I mean, that should count for something.
Right. We'll talk about this quarterback thing, the young quarterbacks, next, right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
Financing a new home couldn't be easier when you choose Cross Country Mortgage. Their mission is simple, to provide you with the best possible lending options and offer a transparent mortgage process for everyone involved. With their dedicated team of loan officers, your dream home could be yours in an average of 21 days. For homeowners, they offer renos, refis, jumbo loans, everything you need to keep your house feeling like home. Visit ccm.com, Cross Country Mortgage, dedicated to getting it done. Cross Country Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 3029, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org, equal housing opportunity.
Braun Boutique Office is a concept by our landlord and friends at Braun Enterprises and provides design-forward, affordable, and intimate office experience within walking distance to some of the city's top restaurants, bars, and retail. With ease of access and core locations, the 15 local boutique office projects were able to accommodate businesses from single offices to entire floors. Lease your new office today. Call 713-541-0066 or visit BraunEnterprises.com. That's B-R-A-U-N Enterprises.com.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here for New Brakes. New Brakes is the best way to fix your brakes. Why do I say that? Because their prices are competitive with any brake shop in town. Because of the fact that they have certified technicians and all they do is brakes, so there's no upsell. And you save time because you don't have to wait in some brake shop waiting room for 2 hours to get your car done. They do it all and they do it for exactly the price you want. Check them out today at nubrakes.com. That's nubrakes.com. Mention ESPN 97.5, save 10%, and then see what all of our listeners have been finding out along the way. There's only one way to get your brakes done today, and that's nubrakes.com. ZadokJewelers.com.
Ready to pop the question? Join us at Zadok Jewelers for our wedding ring fling, Friday and Saturday, April 1st and 2nd. Enjoy 15% off your first ring and 20% off your second ring. Sip some bubbly while you shop Houston's largest selection of diamond engagement rings and his and hers wedding bands. Meet with representatives from top bridal jewelry designers and try on their specially curated collections. Join us April 1st and 2nd for the Zadok Jewelers Wedding Ring Fling and take advantage of extended financing. Visit us at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard or at Zadok.com. Make the moment at Zadok Jewelers.
Hey foodies, the annual Culture Map Tastemaker Awards is back. That means it's time to celebrate the two things we love most, food and drinks. The Tastemaker Awards is an annual celebration of the talent in Houston's restaurant and bar community. Follow along on culturemap.com as we profile the nominees. Then join us on May 25th for our signature tasting event and awards ceremony where we'll unveil the winners. If you love trying the city's best restaurants, you won't want to miss this. Buy tickets now at culturemap.com/TM.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Rhythm Energy. Message and data rates may apply. Text stop to cancel. Terms apply. Available at rhythm.com/terms. Copyright Rhythm 2022 PUCT number 10279.
Electricity company. Electricity company. Electricity company. Electricity company. Ever notice the more someone mentions something, the harder it becomes to ignore? Well, when's the last time you thought about your electricity company? Your rate, for example. Have you checked it lately? Are you paying more than you should? Did you actually renew your contract, or did they just put you on a variable rate plan so they can charge you more? Now that you're thinking about your electricity company and what you're paying, you should think about Rhythm Energy. We offer fixed rate plans, we never hide fees, and we always give new and renewing customers access to the same great rates. Our customers could save thousands over the long term on their energy plans. And right now, get $50 in electricity bill credits with Rhythm Energy when you text SAVE to 64,000. Get $50 in electricity bill credits when you text SAVE to 64,000. That's SAVE to 64,000.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So NBC Sports put this tweet out there. Which second-year QB do you expect to take the biggest leap? And they put the pictures all in one picture. They're just little slices of pictures of each guy. And it's in the order that they were drafted. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, and Davis Mills. It, without the names on there, how many even football fans couldn't name Davis Mills?
Oh, a high percentage.
A high percentage.
I mean,
they'd be like
football fans.
Know that guy. That who's that last one?
Yeah. No, a high percentage wouldn't know him.
Oh, they'd see the Texans and they'd go, "Well, who's that? Who is that again?" Because nobody saw the Texans.
Oh my God!
Play.
Was that who the Texans traded Watson for? No.
No,
that's not what we did. Wait, what? Do you think Watson played for the Texans last year? I don't know. I never saw him. Did Deshaun play? No. He wasn't on your fantasy in your league. That's how you would know.
That's how you know. No, they knew that.
Here's how they said. Let's see.
But Davis Mills wasn't on their
team
either.
Was there a running back in the league for the Texans? Week one and week two, you had David Johnson, and then somebody dropped him, and a Texan was never picked back up. Wide receiver.
Brandon Cooks
was the only guy that was on the team.
He may or may not
have started most weeks, probably didn't start for you. And that's it. Ta-da. Yeah. That's it. There's no other Texan. No.
But you didn't watch the game. You just would look for his stats or highlight.
Yeah.
I
mean, you wouldn't. Yeah.
No.
So you wouldn't know Texans.
No.
No one would
know
the Texans.
Someone in San Francisco.
We wouldn't know a Texan
or Chicago
player.
They wouldn't know.
They wouldn't have any idea,
no idea
who Davis Mills was.
Okay. Which second-year quarterback is going to take the biggest leap?
Trevor Lawrence. I feel pretty strongly about that, too. I think he's got good. Yeah, he's got
a lot of help now.
You're in Jacksonville. What was the word on RJ Saunders, our new producer, came over from Jacksonville. I had a really high grade on Trevor Lawrence coming out. I was legitimately disappointed with what I saw. And I know there was holes in terms of there were injuries that really, the offensive line injuries were a problem. Travis Etienne was injured, never even had Travis Etienne. But I didn't think he played as well as I expected. But that's also normal for a rookie quarterback. I think he's going to take a big step forward. What was the thought from Jaguar fans? Like, what did they think of him Because I know the expectations were very high.
Yeah, I think the expectations were very high. I know one individual that we talked to, I think they had him some odd about, like, you know, 25-plus touchdowns, maybe about 13 interceptions or something like that. But when you saw that he really didn't have any weapons around him and a very short time in the pocket, and a lot of people, quiet as kept, but we had a couple guys in Jacksonville, they said, you know, he needs to work on his mechanics a little bit. And it's an easy fix, but he does need to work on it. So hopefully, as a resident Jaguar fan here, hopefully he works on that in the offseason, and the weapons that they've placed around him are more suitable than what he had last year, because if we're to be honest, he didn't have much.
Well,
can we talk about the fact that RJ yesterday wore a Lakers thing? Today it's Dodgers. He's a Jaguar fan. It's like they brought an arch enemy. It's like, well, it's like Jaguars, you're an arch enemy. We brought you in.
Are the Jaguars an arch enemy?
Not really.
Not really.
Like, I don't feel that.
They suck.
Yeah,
so bad.
Not really that. Like, but I do want to apologize.
I do want to apologize to him because I made fun of him for wearing the jacket and the sweatshirt, and it got cold yesterday. I don't know if you
don't hate
you
RJ
left,
for knowing.
But when
that
it was raining here, and now it warmed up
weather.
After the rain left.
It was a little chilly this morning.
It was.
I liked
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
in the 50s.
I know, I had
it was great.
Yeah. No, it sucked.
It's great.
It was awful. But yeah, why don't? Hey, know your audience, RJ. You are on Twitch right now, and you're wearing a Dodgers jersey, which means everybody's just going to hate you like they hated Dell.
Well, listen.
They didn't hate Dell. They hated you.
For some people, I mean, I got a couple of Houston right. jerseys, so I mean, don't hate for too long.
Well, get you some Astros jerseys. Get you some Texans. Everybody now is wearing Texans jerseys. It's unbelievable how it's sweeping. It's sweeping the entire city. So get. I want to see RJ in a Texans jersey. Wear a Texans. Everybody will go, what the are you wearing that for? What is wrong with you? Wearing a Texans jersey. That's the worst. I just wanted to apologize. I made fun of you with your jacket, your sweatshirt. You were like you're working in Alaska now. But it did get a little cold yesterday. So you were dead on. You were right. I'm going to say that the biggest Mel. So where Justin Fields was, and so he might have been the worst of all of them.
Fields' performances, like there was, he had a couple. If you watch Bears Twitter, you'd think he might have won Rookie of the Year. Bears Twitter and the highlights that people put out there, I see this from Justin Fields, and I literally, the things in
he
my
was
pants
awful.
Move. They'll take a throw. The other day, he was throwing with Colin Kaepernick, and I didn't know if this is a joke or not. He threw a. They both drop back. It's like they're just going through a workout routine. They both drop back and they throw like a 10-yard little stop route. And somebody goes, "Oh my God, dropping dimes!" And I'm like, "This can't be a real. This can't be a real." So I went through and I'm like, "Yes, this is a Bears fan who is getting excited about literally something you would see before a game where you're just warming up, and they're like, "Oh my God." Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us with Justin Fields. I'm like, what in the world?
Let me ask you what you think of these stats. He started 10 games. He was 2-8 as the starter. He threw for 58.9% completion percentage.
Not good.
Had 7 touchdowns and 10 interceptions.
Not good, but honestly, that's better than I would have expected.
Really?
Yeah, because I thought the games I saw, he was terrible, but... You know, a lot of that was he was literally running for his life a lot.
Yeah, that's
true.
I
remember there's a couple games I watched a lot of it specifically because I wanted to see how he performed early on. And then Bears fans who were in the national media who said, get Andy out of there, start him. And then they started him and they're like, you can't start him. Yeah, he's not ready. Why are you doing this to him?
You're going
to
get him
killed. I'm like, come on. Guys, the best course of action for almost every quarterback is to wait.
What about that huge hit he did take? Well, allegedly it was on him
helmet.
Because he didn't
it
pick
was
up the blitz.
He didn't. It was a slide protection. Yeah, it was his guy. It was preseason.
And
he had his head taken
and it wasn't
almost
his
blind off
side
his
either. It was his
no,
front side.
It was front side and he didn't see it. But I think Justin, he did some things with his legs that were nice. And that's always the ability to run is just such a huge factor in the NFL because even when you're not passing well, you can make plays that can turn into points. Like it's just, if you don't have that, like Matt Ryan has none of that right now at the Colts. And we know veteran quarterbacks usually don't. But when you're a young quarterback coming out in the draft, if you don't have any of that, I just automatically think, man, you better be a great, great pocket passer then. Because there's no, you don't have any, like, okay, so of the quarterbacks in this draft, Malik Willis, elite. Ability, now he got sacked 50 some odd times. So Malik Willis will sit too long and take sacks, but his offensive line was legitimately terrible. But Malik is elite ability to make plays with his legs. Elite. And I don't use that word often because it's way overused. Kenny Pickett is a good, strong B+. He can extend plays and make throws. He can get out of the pocket and hurt you with his legs. Matt Corral, A-, although he's not as, like, he stays in the pocket just a shade too long, but he can run around and, probably B+ also. He can get outside. What he is he's good. He's good. He can get outside of the pocket and hurt you. They have running plays where he makes good runs. He can't just keep trying to run over people at 6 feet, 200 pounds. But he's solid in that regard, too. Desmond Ridder, plus athlete, can run, is good in a pocket. One of the better ones at staying in the pocket and getting through his progressions and maintaining his poise and his footwork and mechanics. But once he's out, he's a bad slider. He takes way too many hits. He slides terribly. You can tell he's never played any baseball. But he is a guy that can hurt you with his feet. And then you go Sam Howell. Sam Howell, do you know Sam Howell ran for 40 yards less and two touchdowns less than Malik Willis? Sam Howell ran for almost 900 yards this year. Yeah, it's shocking. I didn't realize that till I got to the tape while I was looking at his data. I'm like, 847 yards or it's 827. Malik Willis ran for 877, I think, is 50 yard difference. Malik ran for 13 touchdowns. Sam Howell had 11 rushing touchdowns. He is strong. He's not big, he's compact.
He's what, 16?
He's very compact. I always compare him to body type wise. He's a lot like Sam Mellinger, where he's got thick legs. And
that's awesome.
He can run. If you want to be compared, you want Sam Mellinger as your comparison, obviously.
Two white guys. Why can't you compare him to Jalen Hurts?
But you know what's funny, though? Out of all the quarterbacks, the guy who was willing to stay in the pocket the longest is actually Howell. But he also will take a crap ton of sacks because of it. But he'll slide around in a pocket without a care in the world. He won't freak out. So, and then Carson Strong, who has had two, what's the knee surgery that
ACL or
the, no, when they drill the hole regenerative one that Tracy McGrady gave himself. Yeah. Remember when Tracy drilled a hole in his own knee and said, you can't trade me
he
now.
He didn't do that. He just
So he's
got
had,
his own doctors.
So he's had the two surgeries. What's it called, RJ? The knee surgery where they drill a hole and it regenerates.
It sounds terrible.
I'm trying to remember the name of the knee surgery. He had this in high school when growth plates can be impacted. Carson Strong from Nevada has a great arm. People are like, is he going to be a second rounder? Could he be the one he might go in a fourth. But he's got such bad knees that how are you going to have a guy whose career could last at best 6 years who you know is an absolute statue in the pocket? How can you draft that guy in this day and age unless you are an elite passer, just at the top of the food chain? How can you be a guy who's a statue and you think that that guy's going to make it in the NFL with the way that pass rushers are beating offensive linemen nowadays? You almost can't.
Nope. All right, 931 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. We're going to finish up before we hit News of the Weird with some Astros talk. On the other side, where do they rank according to MLB as far as pitching and lineup? Next, right here. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Stop buying tickets without rewards and start getting more. From the only ticketing company that rewards you for buying, Vivid Seats. Buy 10 tickets, the 11th is on us. That's like 10% back every time you buy. And with 100% buyer guarantee and over 100 million tickets sold, that's something to sing, laugh,
cheer, scream, buy about. Head to VividSeats.com for terms and conditions. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
Let's add a little red right there. Hey, we'll be right with you.
For Bianca's flower shop, spring orders and Mother's Day are a tricky arrangement.
Hey, can I get help repotting this fiddle leaf?
She needs to put the pedal to the metal and find more florists.
We're running low on daisies. How does that even happen?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jeremy Brand, I'm here for Gentle Bend Spirits. Founder, owner Ricky Ford of Gentle Bend Spirits is joining us. Tell us a little bit about the story of Gentle Bend Spirits, how it all got started from the very beginning.
Well, my father was piddling around with an aeration device, much like you would aerate wine, and he was able to strip away some of the burn. The only problem was he was not capable of retaining the good stuff, the ethanol. And that led us up to Texas A&M, where I met Dr. Benjamin Mosier.
Dr. Ben, of course, what inspired the name Gentle Ben, A&M class of 1948.
Correct. We named Gentle Ben in honor of Dr. Ben Mosier, and he was the man behind the science. He was able to take the idea that my father had and develop a technology that we have commercialized today, which is a purification technology that's used to remove some of the offensive impurities in a distilled spirit.
You can find Gentle Bend Spirits at Total Wine and Specs. If they don't have it, demand it. Check them out online at gentlebend.com. Gentle Bend, the union of tradition and invention.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Get Upside Gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Get Upside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make $200 to $300 this year.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Get Upside app now.
Download the free Get Upside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code QUICK for up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code QUICK.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-714-6633. That's 1-800-714-6633. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-714-6633.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Spencer wants to get in here before we get to these rankings. Spencer wants to get in here quickly to talk about Brian Cashman. Hey, Spencer, what's up?
Hey, boys. So the reason the Astros have been so successful and the reason other organizations are successful is because they draft and develop players. The Astros have 17 players on their 40-man who are drafted or signed through, you know, minor, through amateur free agent like, you know, Altuve. The Yankees have five. And if you go through the Yankees drafts since 2009, it is nothing but one hot garbage draft after another. It's produced one all-star in a decade. Aaron Judge, that's it. And if there's ever been an indication that the 2022 Yankees are just going to be garbage, it's the fact fact that Brian Cashman is coming out in spring training of 2022 bitching about the 2017 Astros. So, yeah. Go Astros.
He's fighting for his job right now. Somebody tweeted earlier, if old man George was still alive, Cashman would have been fired a long time ago. That is really telling about the draft pick. No, but they've done it the right way, Spencer. You don't get it. They do it the right way. It's not egregious and horrific like the Astros. They would have won the World Series horrific. If it wasn't for the horrific Astros.
Horrific team, the worst team, the most horrific team.
That does sound like Cashman a little bit.
I mean, he does. He's just, what a terrible and horrific thing that the Astros did. completely rigging the World Series against us. Come on, dude.
Seth Trackman ranked all starting lineups. See, under, over, where did your Astros finish? 4.5.
They're gonna be a 5.
They were 3.
Oh, nice.
So they got the Dodgers first. This Dodgers lineup is with Freddie Freeman now, Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, Max Muncy, Will Smith, Justin Turner, AJ Pollock, and Chris Taylor and Gavin Lux. It's stupid. It is really stupid how good the Dodgers are. The weak link in there, Cody Bellinger. He's the weak link in their lineup.
Very weak.
And they're going to continue to go to Cody Bellinger, and they moved him down in the lineup. He'll probably bat 6th or 7th or whatever. But Chris Taylor's a better player.
Yeah.
They just gave him money this offseason, too. But you know what? They're going to continue to roll Cody Bellinger out there because they gave him that huge contract, and he has sucked ever since there.
I love it.
Second best lineup, the Braves. It's really good. They are going to get Ronald Acuna Jr. back. This is a World Series team that didn't have Ronald Acuna Jr.
Isn't that incredible?
Wow. Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, Dansby Swanson.
My goodness.
Marcelo Ozuna is coming back.
Are we sure?
There's a wild card. I know.
Hold on, are we sure he is?
Well, and speaking of the Dodgers, Trevor Bauer still ain't around. I don't know what you do with this. If you're the Dodgers, you just continue to pay that dude, and you just don't play him.
So you're paying him because he was charged. Well, he wasn't found guilty. No, he wasn't officially charged.
No, he was actually, the charges were dropped.
He was, Was he ever officially charged? They were investigating him.
Yeah.
I don't think there were ever charges.
I don't believe.
But you had a pitcher who basically, because what they said,
it go before a judge?
He said it was consensual rough sex. He had two other women who said it was not.
No, he was not.
He never faced charges, but because the details were so lurid and he admitted, like Deshaun Watson, to being part of something consensual, they held him out for the rest of the year. His teammates didn't have great things to say. They were not supportive at all. And so now you're in a situation where it looks like a bad, they're probably just trying to find a trade partner.
Yep. Oh, well, who's going to tell? If you got that about Deshaun.
But why would you? Hold on. Why would you not take
Deshaun not worth plays? It. It's are you worth it? Are you worth
it? He's not. He's one of the better pitchers in the league.
Yeah. He's just not.
You
worth
don't
it.
Think he'll pitch anymore?
No. He's what only did, there. Deshaun is. The quarterback position is the most important position in all the sports. And you're pitching once every 5 days. I ain't taking that heat for Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer and pitchers get paid. Right up there with Trevor Bauer is 100% good enough to pitch in a league still.
At
a high level.
Yeah.
So there's no question he will pitch again.
He's still not worth it.
There are no charges. But what are you basing that on?
I'm basing it on the Dodgers won't even play him. And guess what?
But he had his own teammates. It's because I think it's a locker room.
No. You don't think the Dodgers are shopping him? And nobody's biting.
I do. I think there's a locker room.
And everybody's saying he's not worth it.
It's a huge contract.
It's the same as Carlos Correa.
He's not worth it. It's a huge contract. There is no what is his contract?
Well, there are a lot of teams that can afford that contract. I mean, there are a lot of teams that would that
but do they want to give up what it's going to take?
Well, that's it. Are you worth it? That's exactly what I said.
Well, but it's not just
you
got
to pay him that money and you got to fade your fan base. And the answer is no. The answer is no. Nobody's going to take that.
Trevor Bauer has sued. As a matter of fact, the Dodgers pitcher asserts the Athletics' decision to omit the full results of the CT scans of his accuser gave a false impression that he fractured her skull. And that was out there. Trevor Bauer has now filed suit against the Athletic, and I think it's a particular writer, but definitely the Athletic, because he said that's the problem, is if you give half information and you don't give the full information, there probably honestly needs to start being more lawsuits, because I think what's happened in journalism.
What we need in this country.
Well, I think journalism has, because people's narratives have now crept into their reporting, you are going to have people, if you omit important information that leads to a presumed innocence or guilt because of your omission of information, you can't.
Well, the only reason Trevor Bauer isn't playing is because of the court of public opinion.
Yeah, that needs to be done. Right. And the court of public opinion couldn't keep Deshaun Watson out.
No.
So Deshaun's playing, Trevor Bauer will play again. But I do think that the problem is, the Dodgers obviously didn't like the guy, like the personality. Right. He's an a-hole. People like Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, right.
Other players like Deshaun.
Yeah.
No, they do. I mean, other guys, if you ever hear one issue with a Texan,
no.
Texans love Deshaun Watson.
So anyway, the Astros are third on this list with their lineup, even without Carlos Correa. The Blue Jays are fourth, Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, White Sox, and Phillies, and then Tampa is 10th. As far as pitching rotation,
Molly Knight is the one who caught the lawsuit, by the way.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
As far as pitching rotations go, the Dodgers have the best rotation. If the Dodgers don't win it this year, you with your stupid Dodgers shirt on, RJ, if they don't win it this year, burn that thing.
I'm not burning it, but, I mean, how many times have we said,
burn it, and I'll buy you an Astros jersey.
I'm not burning it.
Burn it.
Well, can you buy him an Astros jersey?
I'll buy him an Astros jersey. If the Dodgers don't win it all this year, you burn that, and I'll buy you an Astros jersey.
Your burning of jerseys is not going to happen.
Yeah. They suck if they don't win it this year. They got the best rotation, and they got the best lineup.
But we've said that for like the last, two
years?
Well,
I know. Yeah. So they suck. That's why they suck. The Brewers have the second best rotation. The Mets, the third. With the addition of Scherzer, I think they probably got the second best rotation. The Padres, they're showing a picture of Yu Darvish, and they think that's good. That's a good thing. The Braves, there's Charlie Morton, but we'll see if he's healthy to start the season. Toronto, then the White Sox. The White Sox are moving Michael Kopech into the rotation, and they think that's a good thing. Phillies, and then the Astros are ninth. They got the Astros as the ninth best rotation. They are underplaying Framber, Luis Garcia, and Jose Urquidy.
They're relative to, I mean, these guys are, some of them are under, well, they're under club control.
Okay.
So it's not really underpaying so much as, I've always felt like, man, feels like the arbitration process is very team friendly with some of the numbers that we see. But I can tell you that this is the only way that you can do business now if you're the Astros. Their model is built around pay reasonable contracts on the upper end, but pay early so you don't get stuck with long-term deals. Give them money early so you don't get hit with the $8 million. Basically, you're extending the shelf life of the team control / non-free agency.
Well, they only did that with Bregman, though.
Well, yeah, but Altuve is kind of a different thing. They never let Altuve ever get to the point of getting to free agency either.
Yeah,
because Altuve on free agency would have been a monster.
Right.
They've never let it get to that, which is smart. And Altuve is the rare guy who I don't think cares about trying to, like, Carlos wants to be a brand. Carlos is different than Altuve. Altuve just wants to go play baseball and mind his business.
I'll tell you, the biggest example of what the Astros thought of Carlos Correa, they fought him in arbitration for $750,000. Instead of $5 million, they wanted him to have $425,000, $4,250,000, and they won.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, goodness gracious.
It's pretty amazing.
You're fighting a guy over $750,000 that was your rookie of the year, that was your number one overall pick. Really? This is the guy you're fighting in arbitration? And yet, yeah. Yes. Okay.
Well, it's business. It's not personal. Well, that's how baseball teams
think. But you don't do that with a guy that you love and want around.
I agree. I think the Astros need to change their, I don't know the name, I mean, bedside man or whatever, but the Astros do need to do things a little differently, I think, with the way they work with some of their stars. If you're not going to be paying the top dollars, there is a way that I think you can keep them a little happier. I'd put it that way.
Yep. All right. We're going to take one here, and News of the Weird is coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But in the meantime, what about windows and siding?
Yeah, Allstate Windows and Siding, they make a product. They make a couple products here. The windows are made here in the state of Texas, and that's important because Texas weather is just different. I mean, we've got weather that is pretty harsh, and when I say that, in a variety of different ways. And so having the right kind of windows is very, very important. But, you know, at Allstate Windows and Siding, you are going to get energy-efficient windows. Energy-efficient siding is going to have an impact on your electric bill. There is it's a family-run business for four generations. And Allstate Windows and Siding, they're here to help Houston. And that includes military, senior citizens, and cash discounts. They're all available for those groups. And they want to also offer you 25% off your windows and for a limited time, no interest for 36 months financing when you mention ESPN 97.5. So I want you to remember, these great windows are going to beautify and lower your energy and also make your house quieter and keep more of the dust out of your home. Here is the phone number, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. That's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you. And to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Start your March with a bang. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers a $150 instant bonus guaranteed. That's right. You'll get $150 in bonus site credit, and all you have to do is place your first bet of $5 or more. Join FanDuel today with promo code PLAY. That's promo code PLAY on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Wyoming, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789, 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Don't miss the premier gun show in Pasadena this weekend only at the Pasadena Convention Center. Shop over 300 tables of guns, knives, ammo, and shooting supplies. Come and buy, sell, or trade. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking for that special piece to add to your gun, knife, ammo, or militaria collection, we have what you're looking for. Visit PasadenaGunShow.com or call 817-732-1194. Come Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Plenty of free parking available. The premier gun show in Pasadena at the Pasadena Convention Center this weekend only.
Cody Stutes here for Restoration Rescue. Look up at your vent. If you can see stuff on your AC vent, you're breathing it. If you're breathing it, that's no good. Get the HVAC cleaning with Restoration Rescue. Clean out that HVAC. Get rid of the dirt, the dust, the debris, and most importantly, get the mold out of there as well. Give Restoration Rescue a call. 281-777-7872 is the number. Or hit them on the website, RestorationRescue.com. That's R-E-S-Q.com. Get that HVAC cleaning done and start breathing better.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Houston are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Not much time here. We took too much time talking about stupid baseball or whatever. Hey, Lance, do you want to be on the A380 Super Jumbo jet?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is a flight that was powered by cooking oil. Do you want to be in a plane 40,000 feet above the earth with a plane powered by cooking oil?
What's the science behind this? Is this solid stuff?
I don't know, but it worked. They got there.
Who's they?
People that were on this plane.
I'm assuming nobody was on a plane.
It's an Airbus. Huge. It went from Toulouse to Nice.
With cooking oil. Are we sure about this?
Cooking oil. Do you think it'll be cheaper than putting regular gasoline in it?
I think anything is.
Anything is cheaper.
I think anything's cheaper.
Right now is cheaper than that. As a matter of fact, there are two guys who have been busted. Two men were arrested in Orlando, Florida. You know what they were trying to steal?
What?
Gas from a gas station.
That makes sense.
That does make sense. I mean, but that's grand theft, isn't it?
Because it's
a certain amount of money. $1,000 is grand theft.
So you think they got to $1,000?
They might have got like 4 gallons for $1,000. Speaking of high cost, the Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison.
Yeah, I know that guy.
They're worried about, actually, there's been a big increase in how much renters have to pay now. For whatever reason, renting has skyrocketed in Australia.
Because of gas.
And he has a solution.
What's that?
Don't rent. Buy something.
That's his solution? Okay.
Hey, you should buy a house if you don't want to rent it. If you want rent relief.
If you don't like it, buy something.
No, that's a smart guy. Okay? He just fixed that. He just fixed it all for you.
Well, all right. Question asked, question answered.
Malibu has fixed their homelessness problem.
What'd they do?
Well, they decided.
What progressive steps did they take there on the West Coast?
Bussing them all out to another place outside of Malibu.
Hey, everybody, get in. We got sandwiches.
We got a place for you to live. No, they opened up a shelter, not in Malibu.
Yeah, that's. Imagine Malibu not doing that.
How about the town that they're sending them to that they opened a shelter? Hey, wait a minute. You're sending us all your homeless?
I had somebody who...
Have you ever been to Malibu, by the way?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's really, really rich.
Do they wear golden goose?
Right? RJ, you know Malibu, right? It's really rich, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's, like, really rich. Like, everywhere else... Like, if you're in Malibu, you're like...
Yeah, they weren't going to...
They're down there.
They weren't going to be okay
with
that.
Right. And, yeah, they're not
They weren't going to be okay
no,
with
no,
that.
No. But I think it's a good plan. You know what? We're going to take care of our homelessness problem. Bring them to a shelter outside of Malibu.
Hey, guys. Have you guys been on that bus? It's incredible. People pushing. Old ladies pushing people on. Bye.
There's a woman in Dublin who had to go to court for stealing a car. You know how she arrived?
To court?
Yeah.
Not in a stolen car.
Another stolen car. She had to get there.
Boy, that is... Let me tell you, I give her a lot of credit. Right? Actually, her moral compass is higher than you think because... She made the trip to the court.
Right.
Like it was important enough for her to go to court.
I can't miss court.
Yeah. Yeah. So she didn't miss her court date. So
she had to steal
it. I give her a lot of credit there.
I give her a lot of credit for stealing cars. She's pretty. She's pretty damn good at it. A Palembang man. He went to police.
What?
A Palembang. It's a place, apparently.
Okay.
Apparently, he went to police because somebody sold him fake marijuana. Do you think you should call the police if someone sells you fake marijuana?
100%.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, I think I just saw a stat that there are a lot of places now recreational marijuana is legal.
What about this thought? Just slap them across the face.
Just, if the guy who sold you fake marijuana?
What about just face slap? It's on the boards now.
It is on the board.
You can do that.
Well, just call Will Smith. He'll do it.
Yeah.
Did you see?
I don't think Will Smith.
Did you see Zelensky calling Will Smith?
No.
Zelensky was calling Will Smith and said, did you hear what Putin said about your wife?
No, is that what it is?
We're done. It's 9:56. Vanessa Angelot next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day, everybody.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.